Dear parents, I want to talk to you about family, yours and mine. I'm writing this book as an adult child of loving but sometimes ill-equipped parents, as a current father and husband, and lastly, as a career mental health professional. It is as a fellow concerned parent that I would like to talk to you now, one-on-one. I know and feel that as parents, you and I share some very important priorities. Just like you, I love my family more than anything in this world, and I want us all to be safe, healthy, happy, and prosperous in everything we do, both within our family and as we go out into the world. It's a day-to-day challenge, but most days it seems to be going pretty well at my house. With two boys, one of them a teenager still living at home, that could have changed in the 5 minutes since I started writing this letter. I hope that you are enjoying some harmony as well. However, as parents, it is our job to be aware of everything that can even potentially impact our families. We must be particularly sensitive to those things that can threaten our peaceful and joyful existence, whether those threats come from the outside world or from within our own homes, hearts, and histories. People enter our family's world from all walks of life. Teachers, coaches, extended family, school bullies, the all-powerful peers, and others. Some are well-intentioned and some are not. These people may have priorities and values that are different from your own, and they can tremendously affect how our children think, feel, and behave now, as well as who they become as adults. Bombardment from a massive and slick media can undermine morals and values in even the strongest of families if purposeful care is not taken to control and counteract those messages. Television, music, and movies manufacture heroes and icons with an utter disregard for what is being glamorized. It is our duty as the leaders of our families to make sure we are counteracting rather than contributing to the craziness. We must make certain that we do not threaten our own families from within due to our own lack of adjustment, poor priorities, absence of leadership, or by using the negative products and techniques of our own upbringing. As parents, we are certainly not the only influences in our children's lives, so we absolutely must make sure we are the best and most persuasive influences in our children's lives. Cynics will tell you that in our fast-paced society, family is becoming obsolete, that it is just an old-fashioned lost concept getting buried in a busy world of enlightened people. I'm here to tell you that that is not right, not even close. Family is even more important today than in past generations, and its erosion is unacceptable. This is a fight we can and must win. This is a fight we will win if we just do our homework and plug in. As a parent, you have the power to set your child on a course for success. You may or may not feel powerful right now, but if you have the courage to rise to the challenge, your children can and will be blessed beyond belief. I'm here with a message of hope and optimism because I believe that families in America, your family and mine, can thrive, survive, and in fact flourish. What's more, I believe that you specifically can assume the noble role of leading your family through this modern maze and turn up the volume on the values and beliefs that define what you want for your children and family. All you need is energy and a really good plan. As to the needed energy, you have only to look to the love in your heart to know that you have the power and energy to meet this challenge of creating an environment in which your children and your family can rise above the noise of a world that I sometimes think has gone absolutely mad. That love you have for your children and family is the necessary fuel for your efforts. Now comes the plan, the detailed step-by-step plan that you need to win this tug-of-war with the world and ensure that you have and maintain a phenomenal family. What I intend to do in Family First is to tell you with great precision what you need to stop doing and what you need to start doing to lead your family with such a pure purpose and power that the competing messages and influences are drowned out. I plan to help you define success for your specific child or children and then take the steps to create and claim it for you and yours. Your children are the stars in your crown, and it is time for them to shine. It's okay for them to shine. And if you do your job, shine they will. It is time that as parents we say, "Hey, I do not surrender. I do not give up. I will not be intimidated by all the forces tugging on my children and family. I will not accept that disconnected children are just how it is these days. I do not accept the epidemics of oral sex, drugs, and alcohol in the middle and upper schools. I do not accept a child that appears deaf when I say, 'Pick up your toys and don't hit your sister in the head anymore.' I will not continue to parent out of fear that my kids won't like me if I require more from them behaviorally, academically, and spiritually as I teach them that relationship building is important in life.